What are show notes? Podcast Quick Hits number 12 for January 3rd, 2017. Happy New Year. Hope everything is going well so far this young year. And today I want to talk about show notes. What are they? So many podcasters, especially new podcasters, hear the term show notes and don't really know what it is we're talking about. Well, let's go back a little bit. Podcasting is basically blogging with media. That media obviously can be audio, which is the most popular, can be video, which is the second most popular, and can be text, meaning an EPUB or a PDF, something like that. But you can indeed podcast text, but that's not what we're talking about. Show notes is basically the blog post content. You know, if you were just doing a regular blog, you would have a title for that blog post. You would have a block of text and or pictures and or whatever, you know, which is the blog content. You know, what displays on a web page when you go to that blog. Well, show notes is exactly the same thing. It's the blog content. It can be called show notes to, you know, but, you know, in podcasting. But basically, that's where it goes. It's the blog post. So, you know, a lot of people get all hung up. Well, you know, I did my blog post and I did this and I did that and I did the other thing, but where do I put my show notes? Well, that's where you put your show notes, in your blog, just in the regular blog post. Now, you can, in your ID3 tags, also put it in the lyrics tag in your MP3 file, but that's completely optional. And if you're using Blueberry hosting and uploading that way, you can do that automatically from your blog post. But, you know, other than that, you know, the show notes are just the blog post. And, you know, they can be long, copious show notes, or they can be one or two sentences. It really doesn't matter much. You know, I'd suggest not doing a complete transcript of what you said on the show as your show notes or as your blog post, because you know that's very wordy, makes your feed a little bit larger than it probably ought to be depending on how long you talk, and is not good for SEO. So make sure when you're writing your show notes, I tend to write pretty copious show notes for the podcast help desk show. This one somewhat less, figuring that it's only going to be 5 minutes or less, and you can just listen to it instead of read it. But, you know, it can be whatever you want it to be. I guess that's the point. And they're not going to show up everywhere. That's the other thing. Different applications can take different parts of your RSS feed, which is generated from your blog, if you're doing it the way I would do it. So I guess the bottom line is, what are show notes? They're your blog post. What is a blog post? Well, that's part of podcasting. Like I said, podcasting, if you think about it, is just audio or video blogging. It's not like YouTube where you just upload a video. It's, you know, you have a blog somewhere, okay? Even if you're using, say, Libsyn and you're using Libsyn's feed, you do still go over there and make a blog post. If you're using Podbean or Spreaker or whatever, you make a post for an episode. They may call it something different, but it is a post. And the post, the whole idea of the post is it gets into the RSS feed with a enclosure, the enclosure being your actual audio file. And the show notes are just the main body part of the blog post. Okay, so with that, I think we covered that topic. If you want to hear the full Podcast Help Desk show, go over to podcasthelpdesk.com. If you want to see the show notes for this show, which will be minimal, go to podcasthelpdesk.com, and you'll see it there under the Quick Hits. And this is episode number 12, if that helps you. Hope everybody's having a good new year so far, as I said at the beginning. And I will catch you next time.